ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, the village of Hanuabara on the fringes of Port Moresby is regarded as the hub of the cricketing world. Over many years, it's produced a long line of national team players, men and women, but it hasn't always been that way. Turn the clock back a few decades and PNG's second city lay was at the top of the tree. And now, as Richard Ewart reports, with men's cricket in particular heading towards a tough period of transition, Cricket PNG is keen to revitalise the game in Lae and grow the game in the Highland Provinces as they seek out the best new talent.
The president of the Lae Cricket Association is Ken Ela, and he says the shift away from cricket in that part of PNG has a lot to do with demographics.
A lot of Papuans, those of us who come from the Moresby area, play this sport as much as everybody else does. And in the past, when they were either based in Lae or in the Highlands, they would go out of the way and ensure that cricket was played. Hence the reason why we used to hear a lot of them in the 60s, 70s, 80s, in the yesteryears, but we don't as much as we used to now, because those people have since either moved back home or they're deceased.
But now Cricket PNG are working on a new strategy with a particular focus on the provinces. Development manager Henna Samwell says playing numbers are up in schools and there are 11 established regional centres. But when it comes to high performance, the capital still holds sway.
I think it's obvious that most of our players are based in Port Moresby and Central Province because that is where cricket is most popular. But with our existing programs running in other regions, I would love to improve the quality of the game up there and also refine our pathways so they can have access to our national teams in the future.
If Ken Ela had one cricketing wish, it would be to see a proper turf wicket laid, but he acknowledges that would not be an easy task.
I think having a turf wicket in Lae would be great. However, the association or Cricket PNG would need to own that land for starters, or lease it or something. Right now, we're actually leasing the cement pitches we use for cricket here of institutions. I know it would be a huge boost for our players because, you know, we get to know how to play on turf cricket.
And now Samwell is all too familiar with the land issue, but she's urging Lae's cricket fraternity to be patient because she's as keen as anyone to install that turf wicket.
I'm glad that you're saying this because I was just preparing for this interview and I had this in my heart that the next thing that I would like to do in terms of facility was to get turf existing in Lae. Definitely, it's also part of my plan. Not only turf, but for other regions, we'd love to do indoor nets to increase players. But Lae is definitely a good start. The land issue is everywhere. So that's one of our challenges that we're currently facing. And yeah, definitely, it will be our priority for development side of things, and we can work with Ken to get that wish list come through, hopefully in the next 5 years.
Bigger and better facilities in Lae would have a knock-on effect for cricketers in the Highlands because the city is reachable, and right now, that's where they head to play.
Cricket PNG has development offices up there. It's just, especially in the Highlands, we'd like to see facilities for games to be played. I think only Goroka has a pitch or two up there. In the last 5 years, maybe, we've had kids come down from the Highlands to actually participate in tournaments down here in Lae. And I know that cricket is still alive, but not as good as what it used to be. We'd like to see more emphasis put back here in Lae, which is closer to the Highlands and accessible by road. It'd make it easier on the Highlanders and places like Madang to come down and enjoy a bit of what Moresby does.
Cricket in PNG would appear to be on the brink of a watershed moment, with many of the senior men's players approaching the end of their careers. And with the under-19s performing poorly at the recent World Cup qualifier in Japan, there are concerns over a talent gap, and that's where the provinces could come into their own.
That's why I'm putting my focus around pathways initiatives. Most of our players come from the cricket-playing villages and communities, whereas other provinces do not have the chance. So that's something that we would like to work around, refine our pathways and get that gap filled in so we could have a better team in the future.
Right now, there is a handful of players from the Lae area in the Lewis squad, but quick bowler Damien Ravu is the only player in the Barramundi's camp. Times have certainly changed.
Our fathers and our uncles and people who played in the past made it big time and they dominated representative spots both in the junior divisions and also the senior national sides.
Why do you think that balance has shifted? What has changed? Because certainly if you talk to people about cricket in Papua New Guinea, Hanua Bado is always mentioned. It's where all the talent is. And yet clearly from what you're saying, historically, that's not necessarily the case.
At this point in time, maybe the Hanua Badans do dominate, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's always been their place. What I can say, though, is that I take my hats off to them. They've actually maintained their love for the game and done something about it, as opposed to everybody else who's backed off a bit.
And even though there is a wider representation in the women's teams, Hana Samwell would like to see that grow even more.
We still need to have a representation from other provinces. We used to have a program called the Girls Empowerment for Cricket, focused on increasing female participation. But the program was inactive for the past years due to challenges. So my plan is now to revive that program so we keep the moment and maintain our female participation.
And that is Henel Samuel, Development Manager for Cricket PNG, a job that she just took on just 3 months ago. And the reporter there was Richard Ewart.